Late, okay, at one young, so holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd. So, what is up, my people? Today, that's right, we come with another wonderful episode of Beats, Vibes, Life. It's myself, this gentleman right here. We bring an album, we hash it out. Do we like it? Do we not? Do we feel the same? All that jazz. Yep. Right here for you, where we can talk together about that golden thing called hip hop
and all that jazz.
So, to my left, my esteemed colleague,
let me just best life,
beat producer extraordinaire.
What's going on, YouTube world? Hello, IG world.
What up?
We live and direct in where we at. So, how y'all doing today? It's about good to see everybody. And who I got to my right?
That's right. NERD, SOUL, that's right. Nerds all holding it down on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Here on YouTube, and also don't sleep. Your boyfriend not only got the audio for podcasts, but got the audio for them bumping beats up in your ears. So holler at me. You can search me up on Spotify and iTunes. Listen to some songs. You might like some. You might not. But if whatever, just be listening. All right?
Yeah.
So anyway, we got two albums.
Two.
Dos pantalones.
I don't even know
what that means.
I think that means pants, actually.
Well, look, these two people that wear pants.
Those pants? I mean, because it's one pant and two pants, those pants. So those pants will mean pants, I guess.
Okay. Well, anyway, look, we got two of them.
PL, help us out.
PL, you can help. So we got two, all right? Two of them. And my album is Flying Lotus Flamagra.
Oh, yeah, Flamagra. I never even said that loud. Yeah, Flamagra, yes.
You gotta roll the R. Okay. All right.
And your album is
Tyler the Creator, Igor. Ooh. As opposed to Igor, but it's Igor.
Igor. Big shout out to the chat. We got Javon Daniels.
What up?
I'm sorry, but I'm at work.
It's all good.
Yo, it's all good. Get your work on. Get your nerd on. You know what I'm saying? Maybe put this in the window. Shrink the window down or something. Keep it in your headphone or something.
All good, brother, good.
But don't get fired. All right? Don't get fired.
It was all my dream.
Later. All right?
I used to read World of Magazines.
Something happened.
Let me dip in the limousine.
Hang a picture on the wall.
Okay, we probably gonna get strike
over
that.
Yeah.
Too close, man.
Puff Daddy be like, I don't like that.
Mm-mm. Take that.
So, who do you want to go first? Do you want to go first?
Did I
go
first last time? It don't even matter. You want to go? What? Okay, this is the question.
All right.
Do you want to go first?
All right, how about this? I'll do my album first, but you talk first about the album.
Wait, what does that mean? How's that?
That's like the album that I got, but you talk about it first.
Oh, okay. We do a little switcheroo.
Yeah, and then I'll talk about Igor.
A little what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like we both kind of go first on swapping things.
What is a gander? Anything. Right? Moving on. So, Flamagra, Flying Lotus. It's 27 tracks from my memory. 27 tracks.
Maybe.
It's a lot. It's an hour and 7 minutes long. I think.
Yeah, it's over an hour. I know that.
So it's got like maybe like half and half beats, half songs with Anderson .Paak, yep. Little Dragon, Solange, George Clinton, Denzel Curry, Tierra Whack, David Lynch, Shabazz Palaces, Thundercat,
Yeah, my boy Thundercat up in there.
Yeah, Thundercat. And Anderson .Paak, of course.
Yes.
I listened to it two times now. I listened to it last week and I listened to it today. So it's fresh in my head. Spylos is, I guess you would say it's his fourth installment in my mind, because pre Cosmo Grammar, I don't pay attention too much to Flying Lotus. Back then, I like one song. Moving on. I like Cosmo Grammar.
We ain't gonna go there.
No. I like Cosmo Grammar and on Flying Lotus. So you got Cosmo Grammar, you got Till the Quiet Comes, you got And Then You're Dead or You're Dead, and then you got this album. Which took a long time, because usually it's like every 2 years he was dropping a project. So this one I think is 4 years or three years removed.
This one took a while. This one took a lot of time.
And I read up on it. He said that he kind of was compiling all this stuff for all those years, like for 4 years or whatever. He kind of just like put it all together, and he had his vision about the fire, and that's why the cover looks like that. And So for me, I like it. But what I've noticed with Flying Low is since Cosmogramma, everything for me has been a slow burn. So I listened to it the first time, like, it's a little weird, a little interesting. There's some joints, I'm like, okay, that joint go. And it's like, okay, this is a little hit or miss for me. But then as I keep listening to it, it starts to grow on me. So I feel it's the same situation. So right now I'm like, I like it. I don't love it. I like it. There's some joints I'm like, I really like. And there's some joints I'm like, I could do without. But maybe later on it'll be good. So for me, I actually started. Like Capillaries, because I like odd, off-kilter kind of beats like that.
Okay, makes sense.
I like Yellow Belly with Tierra Whack. That song is crazy. Sidebar. All
right, side.
Where's Busta Rhymes at? Because he needs to talk to Flying Lotus. That's all I'm saying. The joint with Anza Pack, I like to switch up. Heroes in the Half Shell. Like some of these tracks, like I do like them. Yeah. But I know I like them more in the future.
True.
Because I'm gonna keep listening to this album.
I listened to it once today.
Yeah.
But I'll probably continue listening on, you know,
it's gonna slip into my rotation.
Yeah.
I like it. It's a long album, but it makes sense to be a long album because like it seemed like it has so much to kind of say musically for the break. It's like, oh, it gives something long. Like it's almost like a double album in a way.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm fine with that. So you want to give me like a score or something like that, or you want to go?
I'll go over my parts.
Okay. Okay. Oh yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. What you think about the album, bro? What you think about it?
I think this album is really good for long road trips.
Okay.
It has a adventure type feel to it.
Yeah.
Remember when we were talking about Cosmogramma, and I was like, I feel like this is the score to one of the dopest like indie sci-fi films I've never seen.
Okay.
Yeah. This the same way, but for a fantasy film.
Okay.
And when I say fantasy, I mean kind of like Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones, kind of stuff like that, but futuristic fantasy.
Yeah.
Just so many colliding melodies and drums and weird, like, even like weird timing and syncopation that ends up turning back around and being like, oh, snap, oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, because like it'll start off and you're like, what is this? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. And it just has this journey type of feel to it. And I really ended up enjoying it. And knowing that I've been a Flylo fan ever since the bumps on Adult Swim. Yeah, straight up. I remember hearing the bumps on Adult Swim and being like, yo, who's making these beats? And so I've been a fan since then. He didn't make all the beats.
6, 07, 08, like that year? Those years?
It had to be somewhere around that time. Okay. But, you know, they use like beats from like Mad Lib or like Flying Lotus or something. They use these little like inserts and stuff. And it just grabbed me. 1983. Was like kind of like a cobbling of like, you know, like stuff that he had at that time and kind of like his representing who he was at that time. For me, Los Angeles is when he was like, all right, I'm off to the running. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Cosmogramma, where I was like, ooh, we switching up.
Yeah.
And then I was like, ooh.
But it was clearly like a Thundercat heavily influenced meeting of the minds.
Yeah.
And since then, actually. Yeah. Yeah, without Thundercat, I'm not saying he wouldn't be the same, but his music is definitely.
It definitely affected him.
In a very good way. Yeah. Definitely.
And here I think you see a great meeting of like Cosmogramma with like a very fantasy bend when it just comes to there's some kind of like fantastical sounds, like little like tinkling of bells and stuff. It's just like very
tinkling of bells.
Look, it has like a very fantasy feel to me. Like and I was just like, oh,
like Final Fantasy IV, which is the one in the tracks, FF4, if you didn't know. That has to be Final Fantasy IV. Even though I know nothing about it.
Yeah.
I'm not a gamer.
Yeah.
But for the gamers, that was for you.
Final Fantasy IV. So it just has that kind of fantasy feel to it. The lyrics are all on point. I enjoy all of the
raps. Like
the
Denzel Curry joint. Yeah. I'm going to sample the Fantastic Planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I dig all of the rhymes. I'm feeling all the songs mesh well. And I don't like whenever I listen to an album, I don't look at like album track listing or anything.
Oh, I'm doing
I just
that.
Turn it on and I just like, okay, grab me. What do you got? You know, and you know, pull me out of my regular day to day and allow me to enjoy something. You know what I'm saying? And if you can't do that, then I'm like, I don't know if I like your album. This one, I think, is a great installment in his kind of like repertoire.
Yeah.
And also Flying Lotus, since he watches the show. I've been trying to get with you and LeSean Thomas, because I know y'all are working on the anime together where you're doing the score. I would love to have both of y'all on the show at the same time to talk about the anime. I know what's going on Netflix. I know it's going to be super hot. Holla at me. Now, that's out of the way, you know, because Flying Lotus watches the show, so I got to holla at him. Now,
Chahala at him.
So with that said, you can hear, even from Cosmogramma to now, you can hear those kind of like scory type moments.
Oh, yeah, that he's in score mode. Definitely.
Yeah, those scory type moments. And now, hopefully with this anime and even with like a feature film epic, something like that, I'm ready for Flying Lotus to have his Daft Punk moment.
You mean like doing a movie? Like a movie?
Like a theatrical release. Straight up, the Daft Punk score for Tron, even though Tron was not exactly what we all wanted.
I don't know what I want about it. That score, I don't care.
That score still not. Like, it's just, that score is amazing.
Speaking of Daft Punk, what they been doing?
Yeah, they had Random Access Memories. And since then, I'm not sure what they've done.
TL asked,
Haas in the building. Haas, let us know if Daft Punk has done anything since Random Access Memories.
TL asked a question. He said, who would direct the movie? Is the question.
Oh, to
for the Flying Lotus. But okay, now
the theatrical release.
Yeah, what kind of movie are we talking about?
All right, the kind of movie I'm thinking of is on some like Stanley Kubrick, like kind of just weird
Space Odyssey kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of like just weird, but in a grounded way where you can relate to the characters, but the situation.
Either something from Michel Gondry or Spike Jonze.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Something a little, because they're just weird off.
I can roll with that.
Something like that.
And LeSean Thomas is a dope animator. He's been an animation supervisor for tons of stuff. Like, you know, from Ben 10 all the way to Teen Titans and then on to like Boondocks and Black Dynamite. So his animation style, his direction is going to be sick. So seeing them together, I can't wait. The only thing we have now is just the announcement that they're working together. But I'd like to see a theatrical.
You know, I don't like things like that, man. Announcements that people are working together.
Oh, really?
No, because I love the element of surprise.
Oh.
I'm a fan of the element. And that there's no surprise now. Everyone's blurting out everything. Oh, what's going on? Oh, we heard these people work together. We heard these people work together. And then sometimes I don't come out. I'm like, okay, that's a waste of time.
Well, because people.
You're wasting
everybody
that time.
Wants to be first and get the clicks and all that. You know, they got.
He was thinking Ang Lee.
Ooh. You know what? I'm not mad at Ang Lee. I know people get mad at him for the Hulk. But if you want to get mad at him for the Hulk, you also have to represent and respect what he did with Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Also, Life of Pi. You gotta give him props for being able to deal with some fantastical elements. And yeah, I'd definitely be down with something from Ang Lee that maybe even touches back on those kind of like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Maybe an offshoot from that. Maybe something in that storyline or that timeline. That could be very cool. Okay. It'd be interesting. I'm not as against Ang Lee as a lot of people are when it comes to film.
Well, because he did that one Incredible Hulk. What else he did?
Yeah, because he did Hulk, and people they haven't let it go.
I mean, I don't know. This is my thing about the Hulk. There was another Hulk movie that was
it was better. It was better. It was definitely better.
But it still
was. It was definitely
so
better.
So we're leaving him alone.
You
that was
see
a long
that.
Time. That was 2003 or 4.
Yeah, it was like 2002 or something.
Anybody thinking about that? Anybody think about that? Ain't like M. Night Shyamalan had a bunch of trash movies and he kind of came out with one good one.
Man.
Ain't like that. He had some good movies.
Well, no, I'll say he's Batman.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, it ain't like
he had three in a row, so I'll give him a streak. He's back.
He had like a 10-year streak of like, yo, what are you doing, bro?
He had a while.
He ain't had no streak of like, what you doing, bro?
Yeah, he had
like,
a while.
Like Mr. M Line. I'm just saying. No disrespect.
M Night had a while.
He
had
watched the show without M Night.
Yo, M Night, what up? You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling you. You know, you back now, but I'm just saying, since you back, hold it up. You know what I'm saying? Hold it, keep your skills going.
What
that sound like? Todd says, Life of Kai, I heard that effing movie.
Oh, man. Oh, I didn't know if it's like edited. Okay. I was like, wait, it's a show.
Oh, man. Hi. Why you hate? Is this a brother? Is this a young brother in a boat? You know what I'm saying?
I've never seen it, so I have no, man. I got nothing to say about it.
It's a cool movie. I do think it was overhyped, but it's okay. It's a decent
movie. Didn't it win some awards, too?
Yeah, it won. It cleaned up. Okay. Between Golden Globes and
what's
like,
the difference
like,
between Life of Pi and Castaway?
Oh, well, see, Life of Pi is...
That's the one with Tom Hanks, right? Yeah. Castaway. It was called Castaway, right? I'm like, is that the name of the movie? Castaway, yeah. First, cast off to the side.
Whatever, boy.
Wilson with the ball, right?
Yeah, he's
the
by himself.
Okay. You put the face on it?
Boring. But anyway.
What is that?
He said, I self-edited. Hello. So with that, I've enjoyed, you know, most of pretty much all of Flalo's career. Had a chance to actually see him perform.
Did you now? Cool. Wait, whoa. Run it back. When was that?
I saw him perform when I was, I saw him perform when I was on tour in London, touring some of the music that you can find on Spotify iTunes.
It's a slight flex, though.
You open the door.
You're right. That doesn't count as a flex. I remember when you told me about that. That's cool, man. I remember when you was on tour.
And I got to meet him. Pretty cool cat. You know what I'm saying?
He was on a war tour with Muhammad, my man.
Yep. You know what I'm saying?
He was in London.
Han says, I hate movies that are overtly religious. Okay.
Oh, that's what like the Bible?
It does have its bend to it. Yeah, it does.
Oh, okay.
It does. I'm not gonna front like it doesn't. It does. But I think there's a positive message about it. But I get you. I see where you're going.
Somebody said flex over here.
Oh,
yeah. He's a flex monitor. He knows.
He's like I know.
I was on tour in London.
I was on tour.
And I saw Flying Lotus. This guy over here. But I did ask the question. So he opened the door. There's a slight like.
So it's not a full flex.
It's not a full flex.
If someone opens the door.
It's like a quarter flex.
Yeah.
It's 25%. So a quarter flex.
So with that said, I like the rhymes. I like the singing, the vocals, the melodies as well. I think the drums kind of like rise and fall in a really cool way. Can't wait to listen to this again. I'm gonna go high on this 8.25.
What's with you these decimals and stuff, man? Give it a solid number, man.
I'm messing with you.
Like, eight. You do. You, 2.5.
Strong eight.
He said I alley-ooped the flex. You're right. I alley-ooped the flex. You are correct.
Straight.
Eight. I was like, I couldn't remember. That was way back. That was like 2010.
I toured in 2008, and then I went back and toured again, I believe in 2010. Went on two tours in London, just to see.
I'll give it. Right now, at the current moment, I will give it a 7.5.
All right. So we're both feeling it.
And my thing is rising. I heard it again, and it rise from the first time I heard it.
Yeah, so we're both feeling it. I think it's definitely worth a listen. If you're digging any of his previous stuff, or if you haven't heard it. All right, let me ask you this. If someone's watching and they've never heard any of Flying Lotus' stuff.
Not a Cosmogramma. If you don't like Cosmogramma, you're not going to like this album. Simple.
Good point. Yeah,
because it's
Los Angeles.
It's a clear divide.
Yeah, because Los Angeles days are over. He's not going back. But Los Angeles got some.
No, but I'm saying, so if you like FK,
yeah,
there it is.
But this is more in line with
Cosmogramma. If you like Cosmogramma, continue on. If you don't like Cosmogramma, go back.
Yeah. Go to Los Angeles, go to 1983, go back to stuff before that. Go to that, because that probably is your jam.
Yeah, because then there's, before that, there's like kind of his like mixtape, the Summer or July Heat or something hot in July or something like that. It's Summer Bangers or something
couldn't
like that.
Couldn't tell you. Sorry. Yeah,
but
actually, I could tell you.
But Los Angeles is, but yeah, he's right. Cosmogramma is a moment where he definitely
is a pivot point.
Yeah, I think Los Angeles was probably that. You know, let me prove that I can make beats that Cash can rap over joint. I think that was one of those albums. Like, let me prove that I can like this is like
you know what man, what
you know, because people thought I was the video game guy. Yeah. Let me prove that I can make like hip hop like boom bap type beats. Mm-hmm. All right, then Cosmogramma was like, all right, y'all, I'm out. I'm going to space.
Yeah. Was that him on Deborah's Depressed? That song is funny to me.
I don't know.
It's a funny song. It didn't say featuring anybody. I think that was him.
Oh, snap. I said Flex Level went from Raditz to Vegeta in one sentence.
Yes. See, y'all Dragon or
okay.
Whatever
that is. All right, so Pokemon, whatever. Okay, so what's an anime that you've watched?
I've never. What's the anime really like?
All right, what's a cartoon that you?
We got Voltron.
Okay.
G-Force.
With Voltron, what he's saying is my flex level went from the blue lion to the black lion, like real fast.
Oh, that don't even know what that means. There was a stronger, different
iteration. Yeah, the black lion is like the head of everything.
The black lion, I thought it was the red lion. Maybe I think about Power Rangers. Oops, my bad.
See,
he went from Billy to Zach.
Yeah, he went from Billy to Zach. I went from Billy to Zach.
Okay.
I went from Billy who was
you went to from the staff to the battle axe, right?
Billy was just calm.
And then your battle axe, tongue axe tracks. Once the ball dropped, you just snatch 10 jacks. Okay,
I'm down with that.
Okay.
And then you got that hip hop keto. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like. Thomas D in the house. What up?
Thomas D. That's been a long time since I've seen Thomas D.
Yeah, Thomas D is represent.
He probably was lurking.
You know what I'm saying?
Lurking over there.
he said, what's up, y'all? Been a minute. So,
yeah, it's been a minute. I'm not
good to have you up in the house.
You want to go Igor? You could start since I did you do.
I've never listened to a Tyler the Creator album.
And that's a good starting point. I mean, that's a good like disclaimer.
Yeah. Never listened to a Tyler the Creator album. Here's why. Every time I've seen him in any type of interview, he's always doing something that would generally annoy me.
Mm-hmm.
But with that said,
B-U-T.
With that said, okay. But ... He waited with a pregnant pause.
Okay.
This is an album that I enjoy.
Okay.
Now, will I say this is the best album I've ever heard? No. But I think this is another good album to listen to while you're driving. It has a very, like, a very rider kind of energy to it. Not kind of like the Score adventure style, but kind of like just in your car hanging, you know, you and your friends, and this could be kind of like...
A road trip.
It goes through a lot of melodies, has a lot of highs and lows, some very flat singing at times, but it never disappoints to the point where I was like, when is this song going to end? I was always intrigued on where the melody would go next, and I like that about this album.
Yeah.
Personally, every time I've seen him, he's doing something corny or something whack or something that would generally annoy me in person. But I know that might be his thing.
His thing since he's been out. So
yes.
It's been a long time.
Ever since I first heard of him, like way back, he was on some interview where he was just like, I remember him like laying on the floor. Then he was laying on the coffee table. Then he was like, it was just like, dude, like, we get it. You're different. He's been doing it ever since.
Yeah, pretty much him. At this point, I think that's just what he
is. You know, and sometimes that might be the in front of camera guy, and at home he might just be chill.
But
I don't know.
You know me, I don't care about any of that.
Yeah,
because my thing is,
well, see, with me, it'll turn me off. Period. You know, what I mean?
I don't watch people. I don't care about people interview. I hear your music. I'm more like, let me hear the music. Then I'll get the interview. I don't care about the interview. I want to hear the music first.
All right, cool.
Like,
see, because I caught his interview first.
I haven't watched many of the interviews, so
I caught his interview first before I heard any music. I'm like, who is this guy?
You better play some music. I don't care about none of them.
So the interviews. Listen to this. And I was intrigued, man. I really enjoyed it. Way more than I thought I would, because I was worried for a second. Because when I pulled up the album, it showed me like the track listing. I was like, why he got like 100 people on this? Like, why? Like,
yours had like who was featured on what?
Yeah.
Oh my.
And I was like, why he got like 2 million people on the album? Can he do something by himself? And I got worried, because remember back in like the late 90s,
mine had nobody.
Early aughts. Like, remember?
I ain't got nobody.
Oh yeah, you ain't got.
Which is the way it's supposed to be. I don't care who on it.
But back in the late 90s, early aughts, if you had mad features, that meant that your skills was kind of weak.
Yeah, who had a lot of features?
Mace is somebody who, well, all the Bad Boy joints always had mad features. What's his name? Dragon had a lot of features on his joint.
Oh,
but I mean,
you went Drag, man. You know Drag's my guy. Why you going Drag, man? Leave Drag alone, man.
All right, okay. I won't mess with it. He watches the show. He's a friend of the show.
So. They call me DRAG, that's O-N, /Austin. Come on, burn it, it's Austin. They call me Dragon, hot scorching. Keep the block roasting. Like, that's where the flames come toasting. Don't talk about Black. Don't talk about him, man. Drag's my guy. And he's still doing freestyle too on YouTube.
Oh, what?
Yeah, man, check it out.
I mean, he watches the show. So.
Yeah, what up, Drag? What up, Mel?
What up, man? You know what I'm saying?
Melly Mel?
Rough Riders for Life.
You know what I'm saying? Double R, man. Double R.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway,
do you have any standout songs, or you didn't even look at the track list or stuff?
I didn't really look at the track list, so I don't know which one is which, because the way I have it, it played all the way through the album. Okay. So just from the start, because that's how I like to listen to albums. I just start it and just let it play all through. You know, I don't do like a lot of rewind and stuff. I just want to hear the whole thing, what you got. And I was digging it, man. I was digging it way more than I thought I would. And this is an album that I would definitely listen to again. Okay. I don't think it's as strong as Flying Lotus's album because of the flat singing.
Flat singing. I don't even know what that means.
Meaning that I know what it means.
Okay. But I'm saying I don't. It isn't.
It doesn't affect you
as much because I see what you're saying, but like it wasn't.
I was like, bro.
See, sometimes singing is like, not. Sometimes singing. Well, what I guess he would say, the singing sometimes is not about the.
Emotion.
Okay. Oh, okay. You'll bring me emotion. As long as you're close enough. That's probably what you
would say. I said, fam, you love Dragon.
Love Dragon, man. See, look, Dragon's still killing-ish. See, that he knows.
PL knows. IPL, he's a friend of the show.
I don't like Dragon. But whatever, man. Drag, man. That's my guy.
Drag, you know what I'm saying? Hey, look, we here. You know what I'm saying?
He's still spinning, man. Go on YouTube, put Drag on it.
I saw him on Instagram recently.
You see a bunch of freestyles, man. That man, he look a little funny, but whatever. Just like that, but whatever. He's still spitting.
Let it slide.
You know what I'm saying? So Swiss need to get him on a track back, man. What happened?
What did Rough Ride Love? Yeah, what's wrong with you, man?
Like, somebody give a Drag a chance, man. Not even DMX give him a chance, man. Come on.
Well, DMX is like he's a little busy right now.
He got out of jail, he's out.
Yeah, but he's also running the church and stuff.
Running the church, what?
Remember he was like preaching and
I don't remember that.
Yeah, DMX was like preaching, then he like said like I'd F somebody up for Jesus. Like he's like
he's like the Jesus Christ dude. He's like that dude.
No, you got
Jesus Christ.
You know what? All right, Jesus Christ.